I have three nieces, and they're all geniuses. It's important to raise them modestly. Nine-month-old Isha looks like she'll be walking by the end of the week and doing a triathlon probably by the end of next month. Not yet two, Joan can list the planets of our solar system, firmly in the Pluto is not included camp. And then there's 3.5-year-old Miriam, who so regularly impresses me. There was a week I was convinced she was able to tell me 6 times 2. In fact, her parents were able to tell her to then tell me. Genius people skills, I guess. All of our kiddos are geniuses, and all of us adults are a little biased. They'll grow up to do great things. We pray for God's blessing for them. But it seems today, earth-shattering revelations is met less with noise, more with a certain sense of silence. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. John is his name. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. What then will this child be? As we celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus, we see something of God's genius. Hear of Zechariah's voice returned, know of Elizabeth's old age, and we should be left in silence. Parents get a sense of this wonder, of this person in their midst, entrusted to them. But now add all the other elements of John the Baptist. It's a birth to get us silently standing before God's mystery, God's genius. And maybe today that's our invitation. Still keep looking at, and certainly please keep sending those pictures and videos of geniuses in our families, but to find time to sit before the Lord in silent appreciation.